April is Organ Donor Awareness Month. The David Foster Foundation is a national nonprofit Canadian charitable organization dedicated to providing financial support for non-medical expenses to Canadian families with children in need of life-saving pediatric organ transplant. Now, with us to talk about it is Honorary Colonel Michael Ravenhill, who is the CEO of the David Foster Foundation. Congratulations, by the way, Michael, on receiving Honorary Colonel. I understand it's with the Canadian Armed Forces, and you got this appointment in December.
That is correct. It was a real honor to get it, and I'm attached to the 410 Fighter Squadron in Cold Lake.
Michael, how did you become involved in the David Foster Foundation?
It goes back to almost 30 years ago. David Foster and I are from the same hometown, Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay.
And I was volunteering, and I volunteered for an event, mm-hmm. and then it went from there to being a board of director, and then president of the foundation, and then over time became CEO of the foundation.
And
so it's almost 30 years.
So what does this month actually help do?
One of the things we hope it does is we hope that it creates a better awareness and an education of the need to become a registered organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can we make a better impact and educate people about the importance of this? Because when we have an average, it's about 19% of Canadians mm-hmm. are registered organ and tissue donors. The registration in 2020 went down about 39% of people registering just due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Of course.
But we have 4,500 Canadians that are waiting right now currently for a life-saving organ transplant.
Oh.
And each year we add upwards of 1,600 people every year. So the numbers are pretty staggering, and I can give you one more stat for you.
Please.
There's 5 deaths per week, or 1 death every 30 hours, and this could all be avoided.
How can it be avoided?
Great question. You know, it's by taking 3 minutes to go online. You can go online to davidfosterfoundation.com. We have a link for every province that you can register to become a tissue and organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
And by just doing that alone, that will drop our wait times. People are unfortunately dying every day, but that's just,
of course.
You know. But when that happens, you have the ability to leave a life legacy, because one organ can save up to 8 lives, and it can improve the quality of life up to 75 people.
Boy.
Think of the impact that you can leave.
Yeah.
And life legacy there.
Of course, of course. Why do you think people might be hesitant or nervous about doing something like this, about registering?
Well, I think there's myths out there. I think that's really what it is. One myth would be I'm too old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put my body through too much. Nobody would want my organs.
I was thinking that.
The other would be religion. But there is no religion in the world that doesn't support improving life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's also personal choice. Okay. So
yes.
It comes down at the end to that.
It really is a personal decision, isn't it? I imagine you have registered long ago.
Yes, I sure did. Almost 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything that you think is really important to impress upon people? Anything you want to leave people with?
You know, you must have been in this position for a long time, because you ask great questions.
Thanks.
I think, you know, one of the greatest things that I could leave you with
mm-hmm.
is consider today to become a registered organ and tissue donor.
Okay.
Because one day, it may be your life that may be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tell a family member, tell mm-hmm. people around you, let them know your wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's something else. If you actually are a registered donor, but none of your family knows that, the decision of the family can override your own personal choice.
You mean if someone hasn't registered?
I mean, no, even if you have registered.
Wow.
Picture the time of grief that's going on with the family
sure.
and the medical staff. Just out of respect, they won't mm-hmm. push the issue.
Right.
That's
yeah.
right. And we only have a few hours after someone passes away to be able to use the organs.
Right. Michael, I want to thank you very much for taking the time and talking with me today. It takes 2 minutes to register, and you can do so at davidfosterfoundation.com. And we really appreciate this today.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Michael. Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Honorary Colonel Michael Ravenhill about April being Organ Donor Awareness Month. That's the David Foster Foundation, which is National Nonprofit Canada Charitable Organization dedicated to providing financial support for non-medical expenses to Canadian families with children in need of life-saving pediatric organ transplant.